This is the P1 podcast for March 7th, 2009. Like, can I totally dedicate this next song to my friend Quimby? Happy birthday! Hey, you steady chasing that big dog, you slip my life. Oh, hey, you got no time for no hits. Nah, nah, nah.
Damn it.
Nah, 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 nah.
Damn it. No more Rihanna. She's 15 songs on the radio right now. I can't take it. Welcome to the stupid P1 podcast. I am P1 Quibi. I host this bitch. This
is like your favorite song, right?
F you all.
No, that's the Beyonce song.
That's not Beyonce.
No, your favorite one is the Beyonce.
No, it's not.
No? What is it?
My favorite song is I'm Gonna Put You in Your Stupid Face. That's a good one.
Classic.
Ah. So again, hi, P1 Podcast. I'm Quimby, your hostess with the mostest. I'm joined by three other freak shows of the year, who I love. P1 Kung Fu over there.
Hello.
P1 Space Boy right there.
Hey.
And then there's that guy. I don't know if he's joining the podcast today. He might not. His name is P1 Danny. Hello.
P1 Mime.
Yeah. P1 Silence. He is against fun and talking. So, there you go. Ah, what a day. What a glorious, glorious day. It's the day after the P1 party.
So fun.
We'll get into that when we get into a little P1 site. Let's see. So, what do I have to say about myself today? I'm feeling fresh. I wore deodorant and perfume.
It's about time.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Let's see. Thank you.
You're welcome. I did something good for once in my life. Let's see. Summer's Eve. No. Sorry. No douching today. Anyways, Kung Fu. Anything new in your life?
Just the fractured foot.
You mean it's not broken, it's fractured, right?
Well, I did feel compelled to ask the doctor if it was broken or fractured, and she said it's the same thing. So
no way.
Yeah, got
lies
confirmation.
Wow. And it's because you wear those little flats all the time, huh?
Yeah, apparently they're bad for you.
Yeah, see, anything that looks like baby shoes I don't think are good for anybody to wear around on their feet.
Whatever, you just don't know style.
I do know style, and I'm gonna slap you in the face with some style today, actually. So ooh. What's up? Yeah. Uh-huh. So, Danny, what's new in your life, huh?
Still a day today.
Why?
Because last night.
Was it really that hard?
Hey.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
Yeah, put your face all up in that mic, bro.
What?
How did last night go? Was it awesome or what?
Yeah, it was cool.
Really? Nice? Congratulations.
How many people were there?
87.
Wow. P1's in the house.
How many members of the Mikey Show were there?
Four.
Four out of the five.
Yeah, that's right. And one former member, too.
So if you were unable to make it because you were drinking beer on the couch, or you had something like a test to study for,
next time,
blow that stuff off, come down to DMB's, hang out with us in the show. It's a great time.
Whatever. Hey, Space Boy, what's new in your life, jerk face?
All right, this is great. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Back in 1993,
oh gosh.
Smashing Pumpkins.
What?
No.
Kill me.
No. Billy Corgan used a certain kind of guitar to play live and record some of the infamous Siamese Dream album, right? It's called the Bat Strat. It's a really sweet ass guitar. So, what I'm trying to do is I'm going to try to build Okay. Let me take care of that problem right now. There we go.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I'm going to attempt to... He's such a jerk. Danny's over here wearing his goggles, taking a nap. Anyways, I'm going to try to build a reproduction of that guitar. It's going to be sweet. Okay. Over to you, Quimby.
Hi. Well, you know what? Why don't we just dive right in to the place that keeps us all together. On your mark, get set, go. It's time for P1Site.com. Yeah!
That's what you get.
Oh, really? You're an ass. Yeah! Oh, yeah. P1Site.com. Com. So, were you there last night? Were you there? Out with P1Sight.com with your P1Sight shirt. Were you there? Were you there? I don't know. I was. And I was showered with gifts. Showered. Except for Space Boy, because he doesn't like me.
Because you demanded it.
Because I'm number one.
I had a package for you to unwrap, and you decided not to do it. So,
with your
what do you
wife
want from
me? Sitting right here. Really? Really, we're going to do this?
I'm a generous guy. Uh-huh. You just spit in the face of generosity.
Well, I spit in my own face, so of course I spit in the face of generosity.
Slap yourself. Choke yourself. Spit in your own face.
Oh, baby.
Lover, hater.
Okay. Okay, enough about that.
Anyways, it was fun had by all last night. I won 970 tickets.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and there wasn't crap I wanted in that stupid winner sample.
I wanted a ring pop.
I wanted nerds ropes because they used to have those there, and now zero.
You wanted nerds ropes?
Yeah. And all my beer was free last night because I used to work there, so I knew all the bartenders, and
they bought
all my beer, so I was stoked.
So you didn't pay for anything?
I paid for my appetizer when we first got there.
Wow.
Delicious. And then I just got hooked up here, there, and everywhere. Danny, did you have a good time last night?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Talk to me. How was it organizing your first P1 event, like, all by yourself? Oh, I don't like that laugh. Yeah. Talk to me, brother.
Wasn't that good.
Really?
No. I realized I suck at math. And, yeah. What are you going to do? It's cool.
What was the worst part?
There wasn't a worst part. Oh, a couple, like, crazy lesbians.
Oh, yeah! The ones that I saw drunkenly walking out at the end of the night.
Like, cussing everyone out or something. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them freaking, like, the butch one, like, kissed me on the cheek. And I feel like my face is going to fall off today.
And did you say, I'm yes on eight?
She seriously introduced me to her wife.
Whoa,
oh,
no.
Nice. Did she introduce them to Mike?
Shut up.
They would have had a lot to talk about.
How about no?
Okay. Guess not. What was the best part for you last night, Danny?
I don't know.
He hated every second of it.
Oh, I got my goggles.
Oh, really? Well,
got
congratulations.
My snowboard goggles, yeah. Has nothing to do with the site.
Did you play any games?
No.
No?
No.
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard is the best. I rule.
Well, old people do play shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Welcome to the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought she meant skee ball for some reason.
Skee ball is so ghetto.
I freaking killed it at shuffleboard.
I challenge you next time.
Okay.
Kung Fu, how was your night overall?
I had the best time. I was just all over the place playing games, talking to people, meeting new people. It was great.
Wow. Sounds like fun. Space
it was.
Boy, did you have fun last night?
I had a great time. I was mingling. I was a social butterfly.
Yeah.
And then after the party was winding down, I went to the Street Fighter machine.
And
schooled the noobs.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Very nice. Anybody play, air hockey with, that one kid? Iron Man?
No, but you know what? The DDR... Oh, my goodness. There was a guy there that had duct tape around his ankles to keep his pants together so he wouldn't trip. And he had the moves. He was doing arm moves. He was, like, doing Matrix. It was crazy.
That sounds dumb, dude.
Yeah. And he was, like, about 40.
Space Boy, what were you doing?
Well,
he doesn't even have a clever answer. I don't even know why I throw it to you ever.
Well, I honestly asked somebody if they wanted to be a Nazi last night.
Really?
Yeah. That was my answer. I wasn't going to say it, but...
I gotcha.
I basically approached P1 Alyssa, uh-huh. And said, excuse me, would you like to be a Nazi?
Uh-oh.
And she says, yes.
So, how did you make her a Nazi?
This is, JD has been on me for the last few months about doing Temple of Ham 2.
Uh-huh.
And so, if we're going to make another movie...
Oh, yeah, you got to have Nazis.
You have Nazis, yeah.
That's true.
I'll be a Nazi.
Can I be a Nazi?
Yeah.
I have the oven and the mustard gas.
Yeah.
So we're good.
We'll just borrow all the outfits from your wardrobe.
It's awesome. Yes. I love it. Well, you're the one who drives a Volkswagen.
Duh. Jawohl.
So was it a success last night, Danny? What would you say?
Yeah, it was a pretty good turnout.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would say it's a success at gifts right here, dog.
Oh, God.
Okay, the best part of the night. best part of the night by far was when P1 Wet Bandit came up to me, and she's like, you've never met me before, but I brought you a gift. And so I open it up, and in the card it says, here, I got you something you might want to use. I open up the present. She got me an alarm clock. I'll never be late to work ever. I'll never be late to work again. Genius. Genius. No. But Danny and Kung Fu got me the best present. Yes. I love you guys.
The gift of
what
song?
What did we get you?
They got me a 3-day pass to Spirit West Coast. There you go. Woo! Party! Ah, woo.
Wow.
I'm the best ever. I love it. So, yeah. And even Sky got me presents. She got me a Starbucks card and flowers. I love her. And the plastic around my flowers was biodegradable. What's up?
Oh, look at that. Yeah. And you know who was taking pictures with those flowers?
No, who?
Colorado Eddie. He was posing with them like a little girl.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's hot. That's hot. I love it. No, Elisa says that maybe my flowers were regifted. No, they were not. I could tell. They were fresh. Fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Probably from a Mexican on the side of the freeway, but that's okay. I'll take them. I'll take them from Danny on the side of the freeway. So, well, I hope we get to do it again. How about a bowling night sometime soon,
ooh,
Danny?
I was thinking about that for my birthday, April 10th.
What?
Mine's April 18th, so we can
maybe
do
a combo? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, it's my turn for presents.
That is awesome. So we'll have a good time. We'll have another one. I'll organize it so Danny doesn't have an aneurysm. How does that sound, D-Bone? D-Money?
Come on, Danny.
Say yes.
D-Dog, big D.
Little D.
Heavy little D. D.
You're just a D.
What up, D?
Whatever.
Okay, we'll do that soon. So let's get into it. What are the topics that everybody's been talking about this week on P1Site.com? Well, one of the hottest threads right now, I think, in my mind, is You Know How I Know You're Gay. You can find that in the random section. You Know How I Know You're Gay. And who started that? P1 Kung Fu, because she is...
gay.
Awesome.
Oh.
And gay. That's right. And let's see, what was her first thing? Your favorite movie ever is Slumdog Millionaire. Brutal. Danny, how do you feel about that? She's talking about your favorite movie of all time.
Ever. He hasn't even, it's like he has ESP, like you can see in the future or something. It's his favorite movie ever of all time.
Yep.
Oh, you know what we have going on today, you guys? I forgot. And I'm okay with this because Danny's had to do a lot of bet payoffs. Today is bet payoff day. Apparently, I was here, so this really happened. Me and Kung Fu outright bet Danny on the Super Bowl. We thought the Cardinals would win. Danny bet on the Steelers.
And then Ashley ruined it by guaranteeing victory.
No, I'll say Kung Fu ruined it, actually. I'm going to put this on you because... at the 2 minutes, Fitzgerald made a wonderful touchdown run, and she starts texting me saying how much crap she's talking to Danny about how the Steelers are going to lose and how Danny's going to have to do the bet payoff. And I wrote her back saying, no, 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 Kung Fu, what are you doing? You just jinxed us. And, of course, the Steelers won, and today is bet payoff day all throughout the podcast. Danny has written down some things for us to say throughout the show.
Spaceboy and I have.
Oh, that's because you're not creative enough, but that's okay. So Danny and Spaceboy have written down some stuff for us to say later, and we'll be talking about that. Anyways, back to P1Site.com, You Know How I Know You're Gay. Colorado Eddie took a dig at me.
Colorado Eddie hijacked this and just made it his own.
Yeah. Let's see. When you ignore the fact that a party is being thrown for someone coming into town before they go back to war, instead to tell everyone on broadcast radio that it's for your birthday, it's for your present.
Accurate.
I'm
accurate.
Gay. Let's see. But the best I know how you know how I know you're gay. Let's just get to this thread that's on page 5.
That you hate fun.
Yes, you know you're gay when you hate fun. And let's when you worship a band that the lead singer is Powder. We're talking about the Smashing Pumpkins. And you ask him for his autograph over a million times until you, till the point that you were stalking him, and you actually force him to sign your guitar.
Just because I hopped the wall to his house, I jimmied the lock, and I approached him while he was sleeping in his own bed and asked him for his autograph. Does not make me crazy.
No, it makes
or
you gay.
Not gay either. Definitely not gay.
Yeah, you're gay. Smashing Pumpkins.
Just because I walked out of his house with his jizz on my mouth.
Get out of the 90s.
I'm gonna
I mean,
save
look
that
at
clip.
The picture
you
that Pipes.
I'm saving
noted.
That clip.
He put.
Wow. You're so done.
Self-ponage.
Oh my god. You're dumb. You are dumb.
Didn't even have to write any of that down.
I know.
Pumpkins are gay. And look at this lovely picture comparing Billy Corgan to Seth at drag. It's a good thing. Prop 8. Fast, huh?
If you should have seen me in my cube at work whenever I saw that, I was like, people came in from other rooms to see if I was okay.
Oh, no.
I was making all these noises and throwing myself on the furniture. I'm like, oh, God. Oh.
How was that again?
Oh, God. No.
That sounds gay, actually.
Is it because you realized you had a shot with Zeth?
Oh. I actually thought it was Billy Corgan, but it was really Zeth.
Gross. You know how I know you're gay. Great little thread in the random section.
That yesterday song is awesome.
Let's see.
Please be quiet.
It's called yesterday, right?
Oh, we have an announcement. Tomorrow. We have an announcement, ladies and gentlemen.
Last week?
The P1 Biggest Loser. Well, Kung Fu?
It was a really close tie between P1 Ham Radio and P1 Metal Dave. And I am excited to say P1 Metal Dave has won.
Woo!
With
go, Dave.
6%.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So how much money did he win overall?
I think it's $30.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there he goes. That's a half a night on the town.
Buy a pizza, bro.
Yeah. Go to Pat and Oscar's. Eat carbs all day long.
Divine possibilities.
Yes. Delicious. Well, that was fun. Barely everybody who participated gave up about 2 weeks in. So awesome.
He says, I'm rich, biatch.
Yep. Let's see. Oh, there's a new thread in random. Now we have blue units checking in and being accounted for. Which, I don't know, Danny, what do you think? Will it be as big as red units checking in?
Sure. I don't know. Why not?
Why not? I think I see more red than blue. Yeah.
What about Blue Moon?
That's the most disgusting beer in the world.
Best beer.
It tastes like crap.
Oh, you taste like crap.
No, that's what she said.
I'll save that clip, too.
Well, if you like to go to random and go to blue units, check again. Check it out. I know you want to. Let's do this. Let's see. We had an epic fail this week. Danny. Let's talk. Let's talk about it.
Come
Danny,
on.
Danny, my friend.
I'm sorry we don't
Danny
have any audio.
Danny O, creator what? Of P1Site.com.
Uh-huh. P1Site.com.
He decided to change the look of the forums.
No.
And why?
I thought it'd be cool.
To do what?
Wrong. To make it all like...
To make it
like
more difficult to...
To make it look all integrated together.
Make what look all integrated?
The forum into the site.
Didn't work out so good.
Well, it looked cool until you started to play with it, and then.
Yeah. Then you couldn't, like, jump back and forth in between threads like you used to.
Do not save that clip.
Danny. Why you'd have broke what's already fine?
No.
If it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it, okay? Just like Will Smith once said in the summertime. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
Okay. Well, one day you'll know.
He also said, summertime girls are the kind I like.
Uh-huh.
I'll steal your honey like I stole your bike.
Yeah. Nice. What's up now? Oh, in your face.
Creative rhyming.
Oh, and 2:26:09, probably the best day ever, is when everybody proved P1 Danny wrong. That they would get the thread to 20 pages in one day.
And they got 21.
They said 20 pages before the show was over.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Really? They didn't get there.
Are you sure?
I am positive. I was
good
not
about
wrong.
Today's show.
I don't know.
Let's go to 226. Oh,
Corman
nine.
Was trying hard
Quibby's
that day.
Gonna look. Quibby's gonna look. Quibby's gonna look.
Stitch lover, let's, too. She was just all about it.
Let's put the show on hold so Quibby can look.
They were going great. Talk. Vamp it up. La 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 la. Or why don't you give us some stuff to say, Danny? Let's start paying off that bet. Do it.
Well, we have prepared speeches.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Well, should we take a little time to take care
of
speeches?
We can do one right now.
Okay. Who's first?
It is going to be you, Quimby.
Oh, really?
Sweet.
Okay, good.
Just in time.
I just want to get it.
Okay, so Quimby's got a couple of things that she wants to say. It's of her own accord. There's no such thing as a bet payoff. I don't know what she's talking about. She's got a couple of things to say. And we're going to ask for silence during this reading.
Kung Fu.
Yes.
What am I going to do, dude? What up?
She's now the trouble.
No sabotage.
Problem child of the podcast.
And no reading ahead. Just read it as you see it.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Any other rules?
We'll get to you in a minute.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so... It just said if we get this to 20 pages today. Didn't say it before the show was over.
Keep reading.
La 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 la. Page 28. I'm looking, Danny. And I'm not seeing it. What is happening? Danny's taking like forever to get me my speech.
Well, I was going to post on your Facebook, but apparently it's too long.
Yeah, it's too long.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have to email it to you.
Oh, man. Did you do it?
Email or IM?
IM is too long, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. This is crazy. That's crazy.
That's what she said.
I'm going. I don't have an email from you yet, jerk. What's the deal? La 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 la. I'm vamping. Cut. Here we go. We're going to cut some of this stuff out.
Iron Man.
This is not working the way they thought.
What's your email?
Quimby78@hotmail.com, everybody.
For everybody. Now, everybody send her spam.
Now, everybody on the internet can.
Or ham.
Send me stuff. And here we go. No. Still hasn't got to yet. Waiting. Here we go. Okay. All right. We're ready now. Okay. Whoa. This is a long speech. Well, it's a good thing we're pretty much done with the P1 site stuff. Okay. Here we go. Do you got a bed for this or anything?
No.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Hey, P1s. Let me start off by saying my name is Katie Evans, a.k.a. P1 Quimby. A lot has happened over the past month that I would like to talk about with you. As you may know, P1 Kung Fu and I made a bet with P1 Danny that the Arizona Cardinals would win the World Series. Since Kung Fu and I lost, there was supposed to be a bet payoff on the air today. Honestly, though, let me pause right there. I don't know what we were thinking. After all, we're women. I don't know a batter's box from a third base catch to a seventh inning stretch. It's all Greek to us, and quite frankly, it's frustrating because we can't wrap our minds around the advanced concepts like pop flies and double plays. Now, I know there have been some rumors going around about me, and I just wanted to take the time out of my busy schedule to address them. First, I want to let you all know that I love it when people use words like hella and hecka. It might be the coolest thing since I smoked weed naked with my baby cousin and my pet iguana that one time. Now, that I work for the Mikey Show, I want you all to know who is San Diego's newest celebrity. Even though I don't say it, I do expect you to bring me gifts when we meet. But then again, I keep forgetting the universe works. And yes, after many years, I've have now realized that women are second class to men. Listen up, ladies. I'd like to take the reins of this movement. I know we had the whole women's movement back in the 60s, but let's be honest for a second. We kind of screwed up. The world worked much better when we were just told what to do and stayed in the kitchen. I mean, since then, cancer, AIDS, scars, World War I, II, and III, the extinction of dinosaurs, the fall of the Roman Empire, the Roswell crash, JFK, and the Cloverfield monster cover-up conspiracy. All because women got their freedom. I wish I were able to figure some of this stuff out. Now, if you'd like to join my cause, please visit http://quimbyhateswomen.com. There, you'll find examples of how women should act in their everyday lives. I want to talk about how I recently started going to the bathroom standing up, but I will save that for another time. But to wrap this up, I just want to announce that I am officially changing my name to P1 Cindy. So from now on, I encourage all P1s to refer to me as such. Anyone who calls me by my old name P1 Quimby will be karate chopped in the throat by P1 Kung Fu. That's a fact. Peach and patchouli. P1s, get in my oven. Yeah, 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 yeah. And by the way, I guarantee a Padres World Championship Series this year. I guarantee it. Thank you. Thank you. That was my speech. Written by Danny. Half of it didn't make sense.
Because you're a woman.
Every word is true.
Wow, my website is real.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you. All right, well, that was fun. Let's see. All right, it's Kung Fu's turn now.
Oh, no.
I would like to hear her speech. This is going to be fun. She's not going to be as cool about it as I am. I know it.
Whoa.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Whoa. That's scary sounding.
She's warming up.
Oh, yeah. Is she?
Sent you the email.
All right. Here we go. Kung Fu gets to pay off her first bet. Refresh again. And again. There you go.
No subject?
Oh, I can't wait. She'll do anything to fight Danny.
It's not like an email or all other stuff.
What was that? No,
it's not like an email you other stuff.
Dynamite. Okay. Hi, P1 Kung Fu here. Before I get started, I just want to applaud P1 Cindy over here for saying what's on every woman's mind.
Yeah.
I'm here to make a few confessions today. I'd like to admit that I was wrong, and always. I absolutely love Slumdog Millionaire. I know.
Really? Tell me more.
At first, I talked all crap that I hated it. But after talking to Danny, a man, I know better. I need the help of men when things come up and I just cannot understand or am just plain horrible at. Take driving, for instance. Have you seen my car? My car accurately reflects the performance of women drivers everywhere. It has been damaged through an accident. I don't remember how it got damaged. I was probably doing my nails or applying makeup or just staring off into space. That kind of stuff happens to me a lot. But to even qualify for insurance, I had to promise my provider that my husband would drive me around at least half of the time. I don't mind it so much because I get to pick what songs I play on the radio. I just love to play my favorite artist and crank up the volume. Wait. I just love to play my favorite artist and crank up the volume loud. Who is my favorite artist, you ask? Well, he's his legacy is known worldwide. His hits are many. Sorry. And his talent seems limitless. He is Billy Corgan, the frontman for the band the Smashing Pumpkins. One word sums it up. The man and the band, genius. That's right. The Smashing Pumpkins are the best band in the world, and Billy Corgan is a genius. Speaking of pumpkins, I need to go back to the kitchen and make my husband a pumpkin pie. After all, cooking and cleaning is what I do best. Before I go, I want to remind everyone of the story I told a few weeks ago about one time I was stoned. I looked at my reflection in the mirror and I saw myself as a toucan. So I want to ask P1Sight.com's opinion on changing my P1 name. I'm torn between P1 Toucan Sam and P1 Kung Fu. Please PM me and let me know which one you think it's better. But for now, I have to go. After all, the pie isn't going to cook itself, and the dishes won't wash themselves. Toodles.
No worries, Kung Fu. No worries.
I just really outdid yourself.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, we're idiots. We cheered for that stupid team, the Arizona Cardinals. Boo! Well, that was fun, wasn't it? I mean, those speeches were so fantastically written by geniuses.
Not Danny.
Actually, Billy Corgan is a genius. Kung Fu just told me.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
You're wrong. That's all I have to say. Billy Corgan, he's the worst. Just like Courtney Love once said. Yeah, that's right.
What did she say?
Because she taught Billy Corgan everything there is to know about music.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I knew a guy once who taught one of my friends everything he ever knew about the internet.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I think Danny one time, or Nerd. No, Nerd taught Danny about the internet.
Is that who that was? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was his first time on the internet ever. Well, that was a little fun little bet payoff there for you, kids. I hope you liked it.
My first one ever.
Yep. And hopefully the last, because I won't make stupid bets like that again. What, are you kidding me?
Well, you're a woman.
I know. And I hate women. And go to my website, QuibiHatesWomen.com. Thank
Correct.
You. Thank you. Well, let's get into the Mikey Show for the last 2 weeks. It was amazing. We had another great Sky Ham bit this week. Yes, we did. Let's listen and discuss a little bit.
Sky said that she had barbecue for lunch, which shocks me because I didn't think she liked barbecue.
Uh-huh.
What did you get?
I don't see how that's relevant.
What
by the way,
you
this
order?
Is up there with ham.
You're breaking up.
Ham. Ham. All the way from tip to prong.
Ham. Ham. Okay, Sky, you can say it.
Why is it a big deal? That's why I wanted this.
If you pretend like it's not a big deal, then they'll
ham
pretend.
Is
how
just
do I
the
pretend?
Beginning.
You can say it like it's
Sir
no
ham.
Big deal.
I really love ham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she answered it.
I have a question for you. If you're Sky, how do you walk into a restaurant?
Shut up, you dumb.
It's unbelievable.
In this town.
Yeah.
And order ham.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
Why
My question
do
is,
to
how
herself?
Do you not order ham? They're just bringing her plates and plates and plates. And she's like, no, I just wanted the side of rice.
Yes.
It's two for one. It's two for one.
Double whammy.
It's two for Tuesday, yeah. Everybody.
Whammo.
Wow.
Booyah.
Let's see. Barbecued ribs, baby back.
It's now time for the ham.
I can see that on there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, babe.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Look,
miracles do happen.
Look up here.
This is the most ridiculous bit ever.
Hey, candle lady.
She oh gave us a
what kind
bomb
of glaze
shot.
You talking?
So good. Oh, that was up there with Ham Wednesday. Although we didn't get as many hits, and I didn't call in and tell everybody that P1 side it's Ham, you know, Tuesday. Because we have to honor. Oh, okay. This is what I got for you guys. This is something amazing that we are going to do next year on July 2nd. That is going to be the one-year anniversary of Ham Wednesday, right? Right? I say we organize P1s, and we go up, and we go crazy for Ham Wednesday.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, we're going to bring giant poster boards with ham pictures all over it. Honey-baked hams wrapped up. We're going to protest the studio in the name of ham.
Ham parade.
Yes. We're going to have, like, ham hats, pig faces. Like, we're going to actually bring a Sky, a Costco ham, like, to the reception desk. Or, shoot, I'll just use my pass and come knocking on the door and bring some honey-baked ham and say, Happy Ham Wednesday, Sky! What do you guys think?
I see a big throne being carried by four muscle-bound men.
Yeah. Black muscle-bound men.
Black. Through the hallways, we will pick up Sky, carry her outside where she will be the headmaster, the grandmaster, grand marshal of the ham parade.
Yes.
I love
it. Yes. You guys want to do this? We're going to organize this next year. Ham parade, all P1s together.
Next year? Or?
This year. This year. Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm on crack. What can I say? I like crack. It's good. I mean, everybody could use some every now and then. I mean, when I had to work Jeff and Jarrett last week, how do you think I made it through? Crack.
And a Snuggie.
And a Snuggie, yes. Yes, but the crack, I mean, was amazing. It's one hell of a drug, Danny. It's one hell of a drug. Very nice, if you ask me. Let's talk about some new stuff on the Mikey Show website, www.mikeyshow.com, for any of you who are wondering. First of all, we got the new Mikey Science Theater 3000.
It's so good.
What is it on? I haven't seen it yet.
It's not. It's about women. About women knowing stuff.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, quibbyhateswomen.com. Please go there today. Wow. What they did something for women. That's awesome. Another great video. Let's talk about it. The Ashley Dance Party.
I want to be on it.
Oh, the stink lettuce. Oh, the stink lettuce. Oh, the stink lettuce. Oh, the super latest. Eddie, Ashley, dance team extraordinaire. It was so hot. Space Boy, I got to get your opinion. What'd you think?
Could not get the song out of my head all day.
Oh, so good. Where Ashley almost does the splits. You can tell that yoga's working for her.
Yeah. And Eddie just was like on it with the moves. Danny, did you see it, by the way?
Yeah.
Did you die laughing? Be honest.
It was funny, but like.
It was so short, though.
Did anyone hear the show on Friday?
Yes, of course, for P1s.
On
day.
So you heard me talk about in the morning?
I heard you talk about... No, I heard you talk not about
of
a morning.
Of course, we're P1s.
I didn't hear you talk about a morning. I heard you talk about the Dave & Buster's
okay.
In the morning.
So they had just posted the Single Ladies video, I guess, and the Squirrel video. And so Mike was asking me on live air if I had seen them, and I hadn't seen any of them. I felt like such a D.
Because
you are.
You got called out because you don't totally live on MikeyShow.com. You're an idiot. What's
Whatever.
Wrong with you? Very, very good. Also, the reenactment of Eddie's chicken fight with a squirrel. How good was that?
Chicken fight? They threw chickens at each other?
Yeah.
No, chicken fight.
Yeah, chicken fight.
They played chicken. Anybody?
Chicken fight is where you have somebody up on top of your shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fight. I didn't know he did that. You can do that with a squirrel?
So my question was, was that Eddie on the squirrel shoulders or was a squirrel on Eddie's shoulders?
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. So
they were charging
chicken.
At each other.
They were charging at each other. They played chicken. And Eddie lost and he died and he laid
race?
In a pool of his own blood.
The best
chicken
is...
Race?
What?
Chicken race?
Chicken your face.
I hate you.
An A-piece?
I hate you.
A-piece. Shut Wings up. Or thighs?
I hate you.
Breast.
Original or crispy? Oh, I like breast.
Nuggets or breasts?
Breast what? Nuggets?
McNuggets, actually. McNuggets. Give me the McNuggets or the McRib gets it. Okay, moving on.
What? My favorite part was calm down.
What?
Calm down.
Huh.
Was when Eddie had his little surprise face, and then he was dead. He's like, yeah. Big eyes.
Did they keep repeating the video over
and
over?
Yeah, they looped it.
They just looped it for the length of the song.
Yeah.
For the bit.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. It's just funny seeing Eddie's face going.
And then the ketchup. I mean, he bled ketchup. His own blood, which was ketchup.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I loved it. Let's see. Other Mikey Show events. Let's see. We got the Fast and the Furious Loud and Proud event next Wednesday. You take your car up to the studio and show off your Mikey Show flair and how loud your car is and how Asian you are with your vehicle. So just put the rice rocket up there and get down and get brown.
Well, they have some classics. So, Danny, you taking your 64 Impala out there?
I think that Sijaya should go down there with the RV.
Yeah.
He'll be loud with his air horn.
No.
Yeah.
That plays. I'm really excited for this Fast and Furious movie because it's the original cast.
Well, there's two hotties in it.
Oh, Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
What up?
Oh, la 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 la. I want some of that. I want it all over me. That's right. And you save that clip. I want me some men that are buff and sweaty.
Oh, did you hear that, Mr. Clemmy?
I like salt in my
yes, I do. Bukkake show. Hello. www.quimbyhateswoman.com. Actually, it's HTTP, right? No www on my website.
It's your website. You don't know it.
I don't know it. I just learned about it today. Awesome. So that's going to be a fun event. Also, 2 weeks from Friday, they're doing this every month, Mikey Show Live. How excited are you guys to hear about that?
Sounds great.
Really? Mm-hmm. Are you going to try to go?
Sure.
What about you, Danny?
I'm in there every week anyway.
Yeah, that's right. You have a cot there. Oh, I'll see you at work tomorrow.
Did Spaceboy ask if you can get your cot set up?
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does that mean, Kung Fu?
That means that Spaceboy has to ask if he can come into the studio for you.
Wait. So what you trying to say?
Oh, I totally forgot.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
What am I trying to say? I'm a woman. I don't know what I'm saying.
You guys are stupid.
That's true.
Save that clip.
No. Spaceboy, are you going to try to go to the first one?
Maybe.
Ew.
Did you get the idea?
You sound really excited.
No, I didn't even go on the site yet.
Do you know where the idea came from? You'd be the only one at
I know
room.
Where it came from.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear me talking to him about it?
No, I just know. This is how Mikey got into radio.
So you do know?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the reason they're doing that is because when Mikey was like 17 years old, one of his favorite radio shows in the Bay Area used to do a live show, I think every week.
He used to skip school every day.
He'd skip school and go be
that
in the live audience.
That was his senior year education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
Andrew something.
WK.
No.
It's party hard. Everybody party hard. That's party hard. Okay, go ahead. Jenny's making the cut sign because I'm apparently awful.
Accurate.
Okay. But so Mikey Show, every once a month, they are going to do a live show for 40 people and have a live stand-up comedian come in. So you're going to get to see the stylings of like Boston Rob, Mal Hall,
more people you've already seen.
Craig Gass. It's going to be so awesome. So check it out. It's all on MikeyShow.com for you to check out and to see, and it's going to be awesome. Let's talk about another very hot topic, which were the DVR lists and how Skye lies about shows that she likes to watch. And Danny hates TV as well. But
no, he doesn't.
I watch a ton of TV.
He does.
Yeah,
and
you
movies.
Hate TV. Like, you hate it when Sean talks about television, when all the piggies love it. Apparently, you're not a piggy, but that's okay.
No, P1.
Anyways, everybody revealed their list. Do you guys have a DVR list?
I do. I posted it in the thread.
What is yours, Kung Fu?
Jason316 put up.
What was yours, though?
It is... I don't even remember. I know it's Lost.
Uh-huh.
It's The Office.
Uh-huh.
It's Top Chef.
Oh, very nice.
It's Heroes. Can't forget Heroes.
Cut it out on it.
What?
I am so not. I haven't watched the Heroes from last week. I'm pissed
Well,
off about
it's
it.
Because we have Bible study, P1 Bible study, so on Monday night. So I have to DVR it.
It sucks. Lost Heroes sucks. I call it Heroes That Is Lost because they're gay. But my
You're
list.
Gay.
My list is. You ready for this? You ready for this? Number 5 is Heroes still. It's about to fall off. Number 4 is 30 Rock. Number 3 is The Office. Number 2 is Damages on FX. Watch it. And number 1 is Lost. Woo, woo, woo. I'm awesome. You're not. Suck it. And Space Boy, what about your list, huh?
I don't DVR anything, actually.
Why not? You hate TV.
Oh, yes.
But your wife loves it.
Actually, she DVRs Hell's Kitchen for me.
Oh.
You donkey.
The BBC version is much better. I highly recommend it if you have cable. Danny, what is on your DVR list? Like, what are your priorities when it comes to watching what you've DVR'd?
It's pretty bad.
Really?
I'm not going to lie.
That's okay, because you're bad.
A lot of gay stuff.
Somebody's out the door. Okay. Go ahead. Danny, what is your list?
I got to think... But I think some of it is...
Lost is on there, right?
No.
Lost isn't on there?
No.
You don't... Do you hate Lost
I just
now?
Watch it.
What?
I just watch it. Like, I download all of my TV shows via the internet.
Oh.
So I don't need a DVR list because I can just download them.
Yeah. What about SpongeBob SquarePants?
No. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Uh-uh.
Be brave. It's okay.
Cloverfield.
Shut up.
The series.
It's, Smallville?
Uh-huh.
Which is like...
Is that still on?
No, I know you're gay.
What
it's
else?
It's so gay now. Like, I think I have some, like, History Channel stuff.
Uh-huh.
Of the from Apocalypse Week.
Okay.
That I haven't even watched yet and I never will.
You're so weird.
And
what else?
As a fellow gay man.
And
he
then,
is a gay man.
I have the Barrett Jackson auto auction. 30 hours of auto auction in Arizona last month. It was so sick.
Have you ever seen a man's blank?
Freaking cars, screw you, dude.
What else, Danny? Anything?
I think that's it.
And a Judy Garland movie.
Shout out.
Ding, ding, ding with the trolley. Clang, clang, clang with the bell. Oh, Danny.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You guys are gay.
Also this week on...
Well, Space Girl actually wants to recommend you a show.
Oh, what is it called?
It's on the military channel. It's called Hitler's Bodyguard.
Why? What?
Does he need one?
So hot. Let's see. This week, Ashley gave some more great impersonations. Space Boy's got some clips. First off, we have Ashley doing Seinfeld.
See,
what the deal with Mary Pimple when the man that put the bell up the one the body?
Stupidest thing ever.
She's a genius.
You don't recognize that?
Not at all.
Dude. Wow.
Yeah.
That is it's brilliant.
It's hot. It was as if we were playing
comedy.
Season
it's
one.
Good. It's good. Good comedy. Good.
One more time, Jerry.
Oh, what the deal with people getting mad when they're not really in love? Get one on my neck. Get on
so fighting. Death Seinfeld or... Seinfeld in Ecuador.
Eddie, that's
not Danny hates Seinfeld.
I'm not a fan of Seinfeld at all.
Yeah,
I mean, if you tell me that,
I don't get it. What about the other impersonation? Let's pot that one down. I'm using terms.
Let's pot.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's use pot.
Yeah, that's what she's using.
Let's use pot.
Ashley and her OJ impersonation, because Spaceboy loves it so much, he's going to play it for you guys again.
I'm sorry, it's great.
I love it.
You'll thank me later.
Okay.
I'll thank you now.
OJ Simpson. Oh,
This is like Adam Sandler thing, like not amazing.
You were saying.
Let's pause this a second. This is Kanye West doing some sort of storytellers.
Oh, it was so
dumbest thing ever.
The songs and the stage setup on that Kanye storytellers, let me just tell you, was amazing. It was really, really cool. But when he was talking in between the songs, there's something wrong with Kanye West.
Oh, I agree. Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
But I kind of have a little sympathy for him because he just lost his mother, so I think he's still kind of messed up in the head. But anyways, go on. He went on to say how O.J. Simpson is a hero.
Like incredible. Or
yeah, for chopping off people's
amazing.
Heads.
Losing
amazing.
Your mom
amazing.
Makes you idolize O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
Amazing.
This is like Adam Sandler thing. Like, not amazing.
You were saying. Yeah, you were saying.
O.J. Simpson, you were saying?
Continue on.
That's your O.J. Simpson lady.
That's pretty good.
We're not gonna let.
No.
With what?
Didn't for a second you think the juice was in the room?
Anyway,
you did not. That is fair. Anyway, no, I didn't.
Ashley,
I love blonde hair.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Why are you saying this?
No.
Choppy.
He's talking about his football.
Heisman Trophy.
I like that he said what he did when he did what he did. Like, I don't think Kanye knows the extent of his football career.
You know, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Sure. Right?
Amazing.
There you go.
Not only is he a good football player, but he's great in the community. And
he didn't commit double murder.
That too.
There's that. There's
too.
That whole thing.
But was he a naked gun?
What do you mean?
At this point, Eddie's had it.
That's the juice, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie's face says, not a fan. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I don't necessarily think that was right on.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So good. I love it when Ashley does impersonations, especially one like, that's not my son.
She's the worst, but somehow she's also the best.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so bad, it's good.
That's accurate.
It's like a dog that's so ugly, it's cute.
Oh, like Sammy?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, like Sammy, so ugly,
you know,
it's cute.
Like
or
a
like
dog.
It runs in the family.
Yeah. So hilarious. I love it. 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 But any and all of this is all on the Mikey Show podcast, MikeyShow.com, or you can come to P1Site.com and get your fix of the daily shows. It's going to be awesome. We are running out of time today, you guys. We had so much stuff. It was ridiculous.
Didn't even get the Sky and Ramsey.
I know.
I have to save that for next time.
We will. I'm sure there'll be more Sky and Ramsey calling in. But,
I have a legitimate question.
Uh-oh.
When is the podcast with the interview of Sean going to be out?
Oh, okay. touchy.
We had
subject.
A little problem with the audio last time, and I can't promise it's going to be fixed this time.
Okay.
So this one will be up before that one?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm going to have a lot of free time this week to work on these, so it's going to be...
Yeah, Spaceway's going to the show me state.
What are you guys doing with your hands?
Nothing, dude.
Jerking off. I mean, what? I didn't see
you
any.
You had a lot of free time, dude.
Oh, man. Where's that? Oh, yeah.
You know how I know you're gay?
Salt in my face.
Because you like to listen to me say that.
Oh, I love it. That's what gets me there every time.
Ew.
Is that your finisher?
Ew. Yeah. Space wife, yeah. Please regulate on
is that,
him.
Is that your finisher?
No, this is my finisher. I'm like, oh.
Oh, dear God. Oh,
anyways,
man.
So I'm going.
Are we friends? Are we even friends?
We're more than friends.
Oh.
In his mind.
Okay.
Ew. I'm creeped out. Ew. What? Why did
that
everything
was
stop?
Creepiest face ever.
Oh
my God.
Stop looking at me.
Oh
he's
my
licking
God.
Me
he's
licking me from afar.
Yes.
Ew.
Oh man.
Ew,
okay.
Kelly, help me.
Yeah. So I'm gonna work on these this week and.
Yeah, you better, bitch.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially since you didn't give me a birthday present, jerk. He's a freaking jerk, man.
Well, let
You're
me.
So
whatever.
Selfish.
I played laser tag with you one time.
Oh, naked?
With Danny, too.
No.
I use my own gun.
Yeah, me. I'm the best in the world.
Well, on behalf of P1 site, I would like to thank you for all of the hard work you put in.
Yes,
editing
sir.
Editing these podcasts. We could not do it without you.
I thank you very much for your
If
thanks.
I didn't know you.
Wow.
who would I make fun of loving powder and cancer patients? Anyways, well, guess we're going to wrap up the show here.
Not
now.
So fast.
Aww.
I have one more small announcement that I'm sure anybody listening will appreciate.
I love
what is that?
Space Girl just informed me that
you're having a baby.
We'll talk about that whenever it happens. thanks.
Yeah. I would laugh if that's what it really was, because you totally have
you pulled an Eddie.
See, we've actually done one better. We're having 9.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Special just informed me that we are looking at a 80% 20% availability rate for 2009 Comic-Con 4-day passes. So anybody who wants to go to Comic-Con for all 4 days,
get your
passes now before they sell out.
Me.
Once they sell out, they're gone. Or you can go to the Craigslist and pay 3 times as much for them.
Greetings!
Or from Danny, because Danny's a D like that.
Greetings! And remember, Spaceboy won't talk to you at Comic-Con because he has to sign all of his Harry Potter autographs and make a poof! He has to throw spells at Newell and stuff. Cedric
face.
Diggory? Soon? Huh? Albus Dumbledore? Too soon? Albie Dumbledore? How do you pronounce that?
Well, last week, Sky pronounced it Dumbledorf.
Yeah, or Dumbledork. That's you.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I love me. Well, that's all the time that we have for the P1 podcast today, folks. Let me just tell you that I love you more than any of these people do.
Whatever. Opposite.
Oh, look what you got. Anyways, it was a great podcast. I love you guys. I'm so glad I get to come every 2 weeks and meet up with you and experience your lives and make fun of you. It's the joy of my life. Anyways, that's it for this week's edition of the P1 podcast. Pretty soon we'll have 30 episodes. Oh my gosh. Anyways, you can always check us out on www.p1site.com. Check me out at quimbyhateswomen.com.
And don't forget mikeyshow.com.
And don't forget, no worries. All right, everybody. Have a great week. I love you. And we'll see you soon. Peace out.